All of us in Hasbara are doing a terrible job, and we're bringing the negativity of Israel out into the open. Every time we say Israel's not an apartheid state, there's the word Israel with the word apartheid and the word not in the middle. Actually, I've been doing this now since 2002. I don't see a change. I don't see a let up. And I see the problems are actually growing. They're worrying me, although it's true at the time when we became involved, there was a lot of suicide bombings. And there was a lot of loss of life, which is clearly much more serious than what's going on now. But what's going on now in terms of the delegitimization of Israel seems a lot more serious than what was going on then.
I think you've put your finger right on it. The nature of the delegitimization, the demonization, the removal of Israel and the political issues around the Jewish connection to Israel have moved into a very practical place, and that is a campaign to essentially drum Israel as a political entity out of the community of nations and out of the kind of exchanges that characterize the relations among countries in the world today. The Arabs, through the political union of Arab countries, also through the organization of the Islamic Conference, over a period of decades, have, to a very considerable extent, succeeded in creating barriers to Israel's dialogue with their part of the world. And this is unquestionably a bad thing. It's much, much, much easier to demonize people who you don't see, with whom you have no discourse, and with whom you therefore have no empathy and no real understanding at the person-to-person level. This is a very bad thing. Once you start agitating for the breaking of cultural ties, commercial ties, sporting ties, eventually personal ties, it's a small step to then call in multilateral military and various other forms of sanction, which require years and decades of preparing a public opinion in order to take root. This is all really quite bad, and were it only in the hands of the Organization of Arab States and the Organization of the Islamic Conference, it would be bad enough. But it's a lot worse today when you've got people living in enlightened countries, people where the general level of education of the public is at a high level. And nevertheless, people there, including their political leaders, analysts, opinion formers in the media, expressing viewpoints that really are based on gross simplifications and sometimes a racist distortion of what Israel is, what Israelis are, what Jews are, and what ought to be done to the relationship between the rest of the world and us. I think that we have a great deal to lose. I think that the, if you can call it, the good news is that this kind of activity is by and large at the margins of society, but it's at important margins. If you look, for instance, at thought leaders among young educated people in Western Europe and the United States, you see that there is a buying in to a shared view which delegitimizes Israel, Israelis, Zionism, which is the political movement that led to the creation of the State of Israel. And this is very, very disturbing, because while it may be on the university campuses or in the trade unions today, it may become official government policy tomorrow and after that policy of the international forums of nations. This is all very, very bad. Mm. You don't stop it by wishing, and you don't stop it by carrying out some kind of an advertising campaign. You do it by blunting the very negative opinion-forming efforts that are being done by people with a great deal of hostility on their minds. You do it by actively engaging them. And therefore, when I hear a politician or some other thought leader saying, it's a real waste of time to try to argue with people like this, let's just focus on Israel behind the headlines, which is a common view you'll hear in some circles in this country, in Israel. Israel behind the headlines. Let's show them young women lying on the beaches of Tel Aviv in order to form a positive viewpoint of Israel. Let's talk to them about Israeli technological breakthroughs. That'll create a positive view of Israel. I think this is nonsense. And nonsense, in my opinion, is a strong word. In other words, I'm saying this makes no sense at all. And if you analyze it, you'll see that it really has no legs. There's no real argument there. When people are expressing, often on the basis of great distortions, a very negative view of things about Israel that you don't see the parallels to it in the way they criticize other places or other people, then you know that there's something very disturbing going on. There was a time when you would call this racism, prejudice. And it is, but it's not called that today. I don't really understand why. When Israel, through its army, through its foreign policy, through its ordinary citizens, is held to some kind of test, and this happens all the time, that is not the test that anyone else is held to, there's something really wrong with that.
Mm.
Why should this be? How many countries on earth are the subject of front page magazine articles implying that the country has no legitimacy? It ought to be brought to an end. It shouldn't have been created in the first place. Do we say this about, I don't know, East Timor? Do we say it about Bolivia? So these are disturbing things, not because of the process itself so much as where it might lead. The idea of creating an embargo against Israel and Israelis and Jews and Zionists is very disturbing. And it's not as if we haven't seen it before and not as if we haven't seen where it leads. Whenever I hear about people calling for breaking of ties with Israel one way or another, the image that comes to my mind is of the tens of thousands of Jewish homes and businesses and institutions in 1938 Germany, where by act of the Nazi government before the outbreak of the Second World War, an organized, coordinated campaign of vilifying and demonizing Jews in every possible form found its expression on one particular day, which really was the end of the Jewish experience in Europe, in a true sense. It was a terrible, terrible moment. It didn't happen overnight, and it didn't happen by the decision of a small number of people. It was a coordinated effort. And I have to say, that's what I think about when I hear calls for boycotting Israeli ships or Israeli dancing troops or any other expression of the State of Israel. I think this is really appalling, and I'm disappointed that the people doing this kind of agitation aren't themselves called out for what they really are, which is racist hypocrites.